This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Monday. We're going to make fun of Dome. We're going to do emails. We're going to talk about this judge that set this monster loose. Apparently, we're all going to have to start eating a lot more steak and shake. Don't twist my arm. Race, communists, and so much more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. I have to tell you something. I almost didn't say it, because what I'm about to tell you is going to hurt. It's going to hurt you the way it hurt me. I found out this morning what I'm about to say. You know bald eagles, right? You know bald eagles. Obviously, you know what a bald eagle is. I love bald eagles. I love eagles in general. Bald eagles, of course, say what? America. That's what they say to you. My folks had a place in Montana. It was right down by the river, and it was some kind of bald eagle freaking nesting ground, meaning that they have 100-foot trees down there, and you could go down at any given moment and see 20 bald eagles perched on the various branches. It's wild. Wow. Okay, you got that. And yes, I've heard an eagle sound multiple times before, but you know that super loud eagle screech from the movies? I don't even have to play it for you. You know exactly what I'm talking about. The super loud eagle screech that makes you fill up with red, white, and blue patriotism. You're just ready to go play baseball and kill a communist whenever you hear it. You know what I'm talking about? Eagles don't sound like that. It's just from the movies. And I've heard them talking to each other enough to know that it was kind of close. Maybe I could see maybe how they could do it. Apparently that's a red-tailed hawk. Eagles don't even make that sound. They kind of, I know. I'm sorry, Chris. Okay, I'm sorry. I found out. I'm trying to inform everybody else. You think I'm not hurt? All right? You think I'm not hurt? I'm hurting too. My whole life is a lie. My whole life is a lie, and it hurts. Anyway, speaking of lying, Dome's still out there saying this.
And here's the other thing that is quite unprecedented. And it was the tightest, closest presidential
It was not the closest election in the 21st century. I have no idea. I have no idea where you could possibly get that information from. But she keeps saying it over and over and over again. And as we've talked about so many times before, they're just so comfortable lying about everything at all times. There's no shame whatsoever. It's not something that's looked down upon. It's just what they do. Communists tell gigantic, easily verifiable lies all the time. There can be something on videotape, and they will get up and tell a lie about what you just watched, and they'll just repeat it over and over and over again. Words are simply weapons to them. And it's an old saying, but it's very true. To communists, it's never about truth or facts or anything like that at all. They're just weapons. And you use whatever words you have to use to push out whatever you want pushed out. The truth or the fact of the matter never even occurs to them. Not at all. It's amazing. Jesse. Oh, I like this one. Remember, you can send your love and your hate to Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Look at this guy. This will not get played on the air, but I'm a professional historian and teacher. Already, I can tell where this one's going. I happened upon Jesse on the radio during a drive through Indiana. That's a lie, but we'll get back to that in a moment. This guy actually gets paid to be on the air. Like with money, his presentations are maniac. Chris, I think he was trying to say manic. Clearly not an English professor. And topics are broached with schizophrenic fervor. He's also impressively incorrect about everything he talks about. Yeesh. I just wanted to inform everybody of a couple things. One, these are the people who bring your child history today. Remember, tomorrow, after we do the crappiest country in the world tournament, and after we talk about whatever news of the day drops tomorrow we're going to do Siege of Malta history. It's so cool. Believe me, it's really, really cool. And the background of it's cool. Tomorrow that's going to begin. Anyway, back to this. Talking to your children about history is important because the communists will. There are so many communists who have history podcasts. They are history teachers. They are history professors. Because remember, communists, they tear down statues and rename streets and things like that. Why do they do that? As we've talked about many times before. Your past, your history, you are tied to it. You are tied to it. It's important. But if they can break that, if they can break you from the past, if they can erase it, manipulate it, make it something bad, then what they can do is they can write your future because you're not tied to anything. Stalin, Lenin renamed the streets. Mao tore up the graves, tore down the temples. America's communists tear down statues of Christopher Columbus and Robert E. Lee. This is what communists do. And because they're always trying to rip apart and remake your history, they go into the profession of teaching your children history. They can't have your children finding out about the cool, great men and women who built Western civilization, who built America. They can't talk about the greatness of this place and the good things we did. Then your child would feel, tied to this country. Your child would, if you're not careful, love the place. They can't have that. They have to teach your child that America is nothing but the genocide of Native Americans and slavery and segregation. If they can just teach them that, then they can rip up the future. They can define the future. Be careful where your child gets their history from. And it's, as someone who's a history freak, as you know, I'm not a historian, I'm not a history teacher, professor. I just love it. As someone who hoovers it up every chance I get. I mean, shoot, Aubrey was making fun of me this morning. I was at the house finishing up my research on the Siege of Malta. She said, "What are you watching?" So look, this is what I do too. It's so hard to find history that is just presented accurately. I don't need it biased one way or the other. The good, the bad, the Chris, you can give it to all. You can just give it to me. What, Chris? It was just an example. Anyway, so that's one. Two, I happened upon Jesse on the radio during a drive through Indiana. Buddy, no, you didn't. That's way too specific. You listen every night. And you live in Indiana. You knew you couldn't put that down because you didn't want to accidentally give me a compliment and you were somehow trying for an insult of some kind. You undoubtedly live in Indiana. When you're not brainwashing the future generation to hate the country, you listen to the Jesse Kelly Show. You hate listen every single night like so many communists do. You knew you couldn't say that because then you would be exposed, but you're listening right now. Your little heart is pitter-pattering as you hear your email on the air. And don't worry, I'm not going to name you. Oh, I believe in privacy. I'm the last person in the United States of America who does. I don't read private emails, private texts. I don't ever do that, even from people who wish death upon me, unless you specifically tell me to read your name. I'm never going to do it. You listen every single night. You're listening right now. And, historian, if you listen tomorrow night, you know I'll teach you some real history. Probably for the first time in your life. In fact, history teacher, just a suggestion. Why don't you give the class the day off from your communist filth? Turn on the Jesse Kelly Show tomorrow night. I will teach them about the siege of Malta. And not only will they get accurate history for the first time ever, for the first time since they started your class, it will be interesting. How about that? Now, that's the bad news. The good news for you is you also qualify for a chalk discount that will get your T levels up where they need to be. And I'm not overselling it. Even you can get testosterone. Chalk is clinically proven with natural herbal supplements to raise your testosterone 20% in just 90 days. We're not talking about the distant future. You might feel better. You, history teacher, might be in a better mood. You might actually stand up for yourself, learn to love your country. Your mind will work even better instead of drowning in all the communist propaganda you've been drowning in. This is not just for you, it's for everybody. But I want to talk specifically to you communists. If you take chalk, a male vitality stack, for long enough, you're going to wake up and actually love yourself. Did you know that? chok.com/Jesse gets you a huge discount on subscriptions, even for professors. chok.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday. Remember, you miss any part of the show, you can download it, iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. So you remember that filthy communist that achieved, I don't want to say fame, some level of notoriety during COVID. Peter Hotez is his name. He was one of these guys, wear 55 masks and keep getting your booster shot. Just another boring, brain-dead communist who's always pushing the party line. Well, he was speaking in front of people, and he said something, and it's so unbelievably perfect for how the communist thinks about things. Here he was.
And here's the problem. So, okay, I go on MSNBC, and I go on CNN and PBS NewsHour, and guess what? I'm not reaching the people I need to reach, right? Because they're all watching Joe Rogan podcasts.
I'm not reaching the people I need to reach because they're all watching Joe Rogan. Communists cannot build. They cannot create. They are destroyers. They destroy, they infiltrate, and they occupy. And they know this about themselves. They're not trying to create. They identify your thing, your institution, your show, your college, your sports team, your whatever. They identify an opportunity. They identify an opportunity to spread their filth to the masses, and they attack. I hear about Joe Rogan. He's got this gigantic podcast. I don't know him, by the way. We're not friends. I don't know him. I don't have anything against him. I just don't know him. I look at the Joe Rogan podcast, and I think to myself, oh, that's really cool. The guy's really done well for himself. You know, big UFC commentator, has one of the biggest podcasts out there. I think that's freaking cool. I don't even know him, and I'm happy for him. Sounds good. Hope you kill it, Joe. Make your millions. Go spread it to the masses. Sounds good. The communist looks at Joe Rogan's podcast and thinks to himself, ooh, that should be mine. I deserve that. That's what I should have. I should have Steak and Shake. We don't have any Steak and Shakes around here, do we? So, we rant and rave a lot about corporate America, understandably so. Steak and Shake, maybe you had it, maybe you haven't. It's based in Indianapolis, but they're nationwide. We used to have one in our area, and it closed. Absolutely outstanding burgers, I should note. Really, really, really good fries. They got some fame recently by saying, hey, we're going to start frying our fries in beef tallow, much healthier. Okay, all that stuff sounds good. They have gone all in on patriotism. on social media, Steak and Shake, publicly honoring the memory of Charlie Kirk. Publicly, not ashamed of it at all. Steak and Shake announces, this came on Saturday, they are installing massive American flags at all their installations. I am bummed I don't have one near me. One, because I love them. I do love them. They used to have a Cajun burger and a garlic burger. They really have, oh man, they have such good stuff. They're smash burgers. Oh, they're good. But if I had one close to me, next time I was going to have a fast food meal, I promise you, I know where I was going. And I just put that out there to say this. If you're in the mood for burger, fries, look, those are really freaking good. I'm not asking you to make sacrifices. If you're in a if it's fast food time, and we all have that time, hey, no judgment here. If it's fast food time, look at a Steak and Shake, if you can. Jesse, Oracle, this guy says, the crappiest country in the world competition has been a feat of epic proportions. My question is, would it be possible to have them all compiled into one episode with all the great sponsors? So here's a reminder to you that tomorrow night, I might even do it in the first hour. I might, you know what we might do, Chris? I think we'll do the crappiest country in the world championship the last segment of the first hour. Remind me of that. The last segment in the first hour. You can go vote still. It's Haiti versus Somalia. That is a crap fest, right? A true toilet bowl. Haiti takes on Somalia tomorrow night in the championship, and you can still vote on the Jesse Kelly Show's Twitter page. Hey, Chris, who's winning? Do we know who's winning? He's going to go look right now. But look, we'll see. I'm sure it's probably neck and neck. Haiti versus Somalia. Chris just told me, if you want a playlist of, is it the countries too or just the advertisers, Chris, on the YouTube channel? Okay, every bit we have done on the crappiest country in the world tournament is on the YouTube channel at Jesse Kelly Show on YouTube. There's no charge or anything, right, Chris? No charge. It's all free. If you want to go listen to any of those, at Jesse Kelly Show on YouTube, there is a playlist. You can go watch or listen to all of it. What, Chris? What? Who's? Somalia is winning. Okay, so Somalia is currently beating Haiti 60% to 40%. I should note, remember, I have only done it one other time in the tournament. This is not a democracy. This is a benevolent dictatorship. I will overrule something. I'm not saying I will because Somalia is horrible. They're a very worthy champion. I'm going to have to sit down and analyze all the crappy facts again to figure out which company is actually the worst place on the planet. All right? Somalia versus Haiti. Tomorrow night, it'll be the final segment of the first hour. Okay? All right. Well, we're going to talk about the race communists screwing everything up for the Democrat Party here in just a moment. Before we get to that, let's get to something wonderful. Saving the life of a baby. What is more wonderful than that? Because abortion is horrible beyond belief, as you know. And right now, as you're listening to me, there is a young lady who has already decided to kill her baby. She has made the decision, and it's going to destroy the rest of her life. She will not only kill the baby, she will carry that guilt around with her the rest of her life. Help her. Help the baby and help her by giving her a free ultrasound. And if she needs it, care that comes after the free ultrasound. Preborn.com/Jesse. Help them. Whatever you give to Preborn, whether it's $28,000 or $28, is tax deductible. Help that mother. Help that baby tonight. Help someone else come into this world and live this life. Preborn.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Oracle.
You're gonna love this one. It's a scream, baby.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yes, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Monday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So there's something terrible that's happening, but at the same time, look, at a local level, it's terrible. On a national level, it might be wonderful. Race communism, as we've talked about many times before, it's the easiest communism to sell. Hey, everyone who looks like you is oppressed. Everyone who looks like them, they're oppressing you. Elect me and I'll hurt them for you. Race communism is an easy thing to sell. Black race communism in the United States of America is pervasive. It's all throughout these black liberation theology churches. It's all throughout the Democrat Party. It's all over Hollywood. It's everywhere. White people are evil. Black people are oppressed. White people are evil. Black people are oppressed. Blah, 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 blah. Then, of course, these race communists will say just the most despicable things in the world. It's just the way it is. Okay, that's bad. I know it's bad. I admit it's bad. But that's a really terrible sell. If you're trying for national political power, it turns people off. It turns people off nationally, and race communism is helping completely destroy the Democrat Party. It is. Poll after poll after poll after poll shows that white people are fleeing the Democrat Party the more the race communists trash white people. Trash them all the time. White people leave. I mean, you can't. Van Jones even talked about it on the news I saw a couple days ago. He said, you can't keep calling all white people evil and expect them to stay in the party. They're leaving us. White people are leaving. They're not going to stay. Well, black people are 13% of the population. White people are 50% of the population. You can't declare war on half the population and keep national power. You can't. This is obvious. This is basic demographic stuff. It's obvious. But in these little communist fiefdoms and in Democrat circles, race communism is king. Race communism sells. And so they speak in these horrible ways all the time because it helps them keep their seats of power in their local area. But while they're doing that, it's destroying the Democrat brand nationally. I hope Jasmine Crockett never leaves Congress.
Stop falling for the okey-doke. Stop believing the lies that they are putting out there and the terrible racist tropes that they are constantly using to rile people up. It is time to recognize that while you thought the enemy was the immigrant, or you thought the enemy was the trans person, or you thought the enemy was the black folk, or you thought the enemy were the women, when the reality is that the only person that is harming you right now, if you are struggling to make sure that you can pay your bills, if you're struggling to feed your family, if you are struggling to find a job, if you are struggling to keep your business open, or if you are a farmer, while we currently have record level bankruptcies by farmers, it is not any of those people on the list. It is the old white Nepo baby that is sitting in the White House that is.
Please keep going on the news and talking. Letitia James, Attorney General for the state of New York, so safe in her little communist fiefdom there. So she gets up at a rally with a bunch of street animals and she says this.
I stand up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale.
Look, I'm not even judging this on the morality of it, because it's horrible and evil, and of course it's racist and all those other things. Strategically, are you that dumb? How do you think this is going to help you? You keep telling people that you consider white people to be evil and the enemy. You keep trotting. This is the mayor of Baltimore, Brandon Scott.
It is really on my heart this morning to say that as a man, but more importantly, as a black man, that this country does not deserve black women or black people, but specifically black women.
I understand that this kind of talk helps these people keep their seats of power in these areas. Jasmine Crockett's district here in Texas, she talks like this because that's what they want to hear. Letitia James, she's obviously holds statewide office in New York. That's what they want to hear. That's what Democrats of all colors want to hear. Brandon Scott, mayor of Baltimore. That's what his constituents want to hear. Speaking like that helps him keep power in his little fiefdom. But the Democrat Party is never, ever going to come back to national power, any kind of national prominence, as long as the race communists are permitted to continue to speak like this.
To stand up to an administration which is too male, too pale, and too stale.
No, you're not going to go away silently. But the Democrat Party, this kind of talk is exactly how Democrats went from having everything. Everything. They had everything. And this kind of talk is exactly why they are now isolated to these coastal little urban fiefdoms. This is why middle America hates you people now. Hates Democrats now. You keep telling them you hate them over and over and over again. You can't seem to get your race communists in line. You can't get them to dial it down because they love speaking like that because their constituents love hearing that stuff. Very poisonous, terrible, but hey, good for the country, I guess. Hey, Jesse, I am so sad this week. This week, my 17-year-old sister was killed in a car wreck. It's so hard because it was so sudden. From what we know, the driver didn't speak English, and the police needed a translator to even talk to him. They don't think he was in the country legally. I'm so mad at what Democrats have done. They killed my sister. I'm only 16, but I feel like I have to get involved. Please read this on the air. Thanks. Say a prayer for that young man and that family, please. Just, say a prayer for him. I'm sorry, brother. There's nothing else I can say. I'm sorry. That's friggin' horrible. Look at... It is hard to have your country being attacked from within. And it's hard to know that good people are going to pay for it. How many good families, how many families out there have had the worst phone call, the worst knock at the door ever because of what these people have done to us on purpose? It's the worst thing in the world, man. That might be the worst friggin' email. No, I'm glad you wrote it, but that might just, that sucks. Hang in there, brother. All right. Say a prayer for that family, please. All right. Now, let's talk. Well, I'll do a couple more emails. Remember that cell phone tower thing in New York? Remember all the SIM card things? There's more to that. Remember I told you I thought there was. We had someone come on and say, no, it's no big deal. I thought there was more to it, and there is. Before we get to that, let's get to the physical pain that holds you back. Physical pain. Chronic daily pain wrecks your life. It absolutely wrecks your life. Relief Factor can get it out of your life. Relief Factor gets it out without drugs. We reach for pill bottles over and over and over again, and I totally get that. If you have round-the-clock pain, man, you'll take anything to get rid of it. You'll take anything, whatever it is. Try a supplement first. It is a drug-free supplement. Do you know how many people call and order more? Because they'll sell you 3 weeks of it. Hey, $19.95, 3 weeks of it. You take it every day for 3 weeks. You know nearly 70% of the people call and order more. That's crazy effective. Go to relieffactor.com and try it. 3 weeks. Try it. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. Emails and this sales story. Next.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic, fantastic Monday. Remember, you can email us, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before I get back to those and some headlines I didn't get to, I wanted to touch on this really quickly. The story was, remember, just quick rewind, around the United Nations, there was a headline, Secret Service comes out and said, hey, we found a bunch of these SIM cards, a bunch of these electronic devices that looked like they could have mess things up, sending out anonymous text messages, maybe call scammer services, that kind of a thing. Okay. But there was chatter that it could have disrupted, you know, some cell towers. Here's the latest. And the more they dig into it. One, it looks like it's Chinese, China linked. Two, ABC News is now reporting this is a China linked plot that could have crippled every cell tower in the city, jammed 911 calls, and unleashed chaos on communications networks. Now, remember what the rule is for crime, for anything. I mean, for life, for your kids. If you catch your kid in the pantry stealing a cookie, that's not the first time he was in the pantry stealing cookies. That's the first time you caught him. Cops will tell you this about crime. You don't catch even half of the guys committing crimes, and you don't catch people committing the crimes every time they commit one. If this is one city, how many other places are systems like this in place? It's a really big deal. The reason I brought this up is not to scare you. I wanted to remind you of this. In the future, there will be wars. You know, there's always wars. And in the future, there will be big wars, possibly between us and China. God forbid, but that's a possibility. But whether it's China, whoever it is, war is going to visit us on our soil in future wars because the world is more global now. It's not just the weapons, technology. It's just the world is more global. War will affect you and me here in ways that really hasn't in the past. We're not used to that. War doesn't touch us here. We go other places and fight wars. War is going to touch you here. It is. And you need to make basic preparations for having no communication, because that is going to be a central part of any kind of large-scale war in the future. Do you have any kind of a plan for internet's out, cell phones are out? Just that. No cell phone, no internet. In your home, in your area, your cell phones don't work. Do you have a plan? Maybe your plan is to hunker down. Maybe you can eat or whatever. Maybe no power, too. No cell phone, no internet, no power. No cell phone, no internet, no power. How long can you last? What is your plan? I'm not trying to freak you out. I'm not saying build a bunker. Have you gotten to know your neighbors? Who has what? Food, water, ammo. Where are you meeting? When the cell towers all go down, when the power goes out, when there's no internet, whose house are you meeting at? Are you meeting down at the church? What is the plan to get with other people and take care of each other? I just brought this up to encourage you. Have a plan to meet. Meet somewhere so you can take care of each other, all right? Community is going to be everything when these kinds of things happen, and there is every indication that these things will happen at some point in the future, and maybe not in your lifetime, right? I'm 44, probably got 25 years left, maybe. So maybe it won't happen for me, but maybe it will happen for you, or maybe it will happen for me. Maybe we're a year from it. I don't know. You don't know. We don't know. You don't have to panic. You don't have to freak out. You don't have to crawl under your bed and suck your thumb. Have a plan. Have a plan. All right. All right.
And now
here's a headline.
Go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Antifa terrorist, author, organizer, and financier Mark Bray flees the U.S. to Europe. This is going so well. See, this is going well. We're getting rid of him. Sorry, Europe. Kentucky father vows justice after six-year-old son's killer walks free early. I pray that justice prevails. Surging numbers of children use e-cigarettes, according to the WHO. For Pete's sake, this world is lost. Smoke real cigarettes like an American. What? I'm kidding, Chris. It was a joke. Putin orders 135,000 men to join the military in the largest fall draft in 9 years. Russia is just bonkers, man. They can just forcibly draft people until they have nobody left. They've always been this way. And those Ruskies just grab a weapon and they go to war. Watermelons. UK's Green Party backs a motion to abolish landlords. You mean the Green Party was actually a communist party? That the whole green thing was just a front for communism? No. Automaker Stellantis planted $10 billion in U.S. investments, according to Bloomberg News. I've never heard of Stellantis. It sounds foreign. Trump could be featured on new $1 coin for America's 250th anniversary. That would actually be highly entertaining, especially if they started issuing those coins. Just for how many communists would be throwing their coins away? You know they would do it. They'd be putting videos up of themselves, flushing them down the toilet and stuff like that. It'd be hilarious. J.B. Pritzker calls ICE attack propaganda before the damning police audio leaks. Yes, again, we have places in the country that are no longer the country. There aren't great solutions to deal with that, but we shall figure out as we march forward. All right? Talk to you tomorrow, crappiest country in the world in history. That's all.
This is an iHeart podcast.